It's Dr. Good Bush.
Good evening, Doctor. Hey, we're on the phone. Be you sound good down there, Cotton Picker. You at the goody shop or the pond, though?
I do not, now. You know they ain't got nothing at that goody store like this. That coals went down to Morgantown somewhere. Ain't do not, now. Who that black Jesus? Hey, he talking that coals went down to Morgantown for all right?
Alrighty,
Bumblebee,
Lord. Ain't got nothing down there. That's good
as
dirty. Sound like that
Cotton
Picker you got. That's for sure. Bumblebee,
week
23
and listen.
I tell
you,
Lord, do
la la.
We
carving
the mail.
Yeah,
Bumblebee.
Hello.
That is not the. I was hoping that we would really hear someone on there that really shoot the lines out.
Lingo.
Right, the lingo, yeah. And they make up their own as they go along. That is poetry. In motion. That is poetry in motion, but people, we don't see it that way. We see it as, we call it CB talk. Okay, that's convenient. But your friend that you were talking about would probably sit here and probably be amazed too. And say, well, you know, it's a little more involved in that than just CB talk. Yeah. You got the minds working, you got guys coming up with different handles. You have them coming up with unique things to make them stand out among their peers. When I say peers, as far as the CB is concerned, so that they can be noticed. I heard young high school girl, I think, coined the term Roger Dodger. You know, Ronnie, I had never heard it before. Maybe it's somewhere in other places, but I don't think she'd heard it because I'd never heard it before either. But and it caught on. Other things as well catch on very easily, you know. A friend of mine over here that also talks CB, I think that term has caught on in about four or five cities in two or three states. And his handle is Black Cat. He said, yeah, I'm walking a dog and dragging a cat. All right, that has caught on. Now everybody said, well, look here, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to get out of here and walk the dog and drag the cat. He came up with something unique that people like, and they picked it up. And this is what happened with poetry, when a person finds something. Mm-hmm. This is why, roses are red, violets are blue, very simple.
Yeah.
But yet, it is, when I was a kid, we were saying it. But it stayed. Yeah. Because it imparts something to you. It leaves something fresh with you and in your mind.
Okay. Well, let me get a little personal information, if I can, from you. Your full name is what?
William.
Okay. And what is your mailing address?
Lewis Street.
Lewis?
Right.
L-O-U-I-S?
L-E-W-I-S.
L-E-W-I-S. Okay. And you were born here in Tuskegee, you say?
That's correct.
Okay. Was that on, you said it was on the other side of town?
Right. That's
how far is it from here?
That's about, we're about a mile and a half. So from here would be about 2 miles.
About 2 miles from your present address. Okay. You said you were how old?
I'm 35.
35 years old. Okay. What about your occupation? What would you say you do for a living?
At the present time, I'm unemployed. I worked with the government funded program for 9 years.
Mm-hmm. What sort of program was that?
That was an anti-poverty program. I worked with that program for 9 years after receiving my degree. Well, after I received my degree, I worked for about 6 months in the lab, biochemical lab. And a job became available here, and I don't know, I was sort of pulled toward that direction.